All right. And if you were coming into Chicago on a train, and you were inquiring about the distance you still had to go on the train, what might you say to the conductor? Not in terms of time, but distance, you see.
How
far are we from Chicago?
Good.
How far are we from Chicago?
Good. And if you wanted someone to pay attention to you, a little child or something isn't paying attention, now you might say, look something. Now, you look. Should we use that? Well, do you ever use the expression look here or see here?
I have used that remark, but...
Which one?
Look here.
Okay. In what kind of a situation would you use it? Can you think of...
When his attention should be called to a wrong that he has done.
Okay, good. Now, someone wanted to know, you wanted to know how frequently someone went to the movies or something. How might you say this? You might say how frequently do you go, but you might say something else.
How often?
Sure. If I said I'm not going to do this, and you agreed with me, you weren't either, what would you say? I'd say I'm not going to vote for that man, and you would say you agree, and you'd say I
approve.
Or you wanted to indicate that you weren't going to either. What would you say?
I think you better pass me a minute.
Okay. What would you say? Here's what I'm getting at. Would you say, neither am I, nor I either, or me neither, or what? Something like that.
Well, the most common remark would be, neither am I.
Okay, good. And what is this? Right here.
Your forehead.
Okay.
You got too many wrinkles up there.
Oh yeah, that's...
So have I.
Well, too much worry. This is my left ear. What's this? This is...
Your right ear.
Okay. And if I had hair growing here, I'd have a what?
Beard.
All right, and what's this?
Mustache.
No.
Lips.
Yes, but the whole thing.
Mouth.
All right. And one of these is a?
Tooth.
And two of them?
Teeth.
Okay. And up above the teeth?
Gums.
All right. And this part of the hand?
Palm.
And this is a what?
Fist.
And two of them?
Double fists.
Yes, or
two? Fists. Two fists.
Yeah. And this you might call an elbow, or what else might you call it? You might have a pain. You might say, I have a pain in my elbow, but you also have a pain in your knee. And in your shoulders, you have a pain in my...
Well, right elbow and right
ear. Yeah, but do you ever use another word for these things where the bones come together?